This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time for our top weekend arts picks. And here to help with that is June Wolfe, arts reporter for the Boston Globe. June, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
So, June, what's your first pick that might help raise our spirits through this dreary weekend we have?
Well, they certainly need raising. And speaking of raising, there's going to be a bell-raising ceremony, one of Paul Revere's 46 surviving bells that he made in 1801, will be raised on Sunday at the Old South Meeting House.
Well, that's terrific.
Yeah, this is going to commemorate the raising of one of the bells. And it's, of course, where the Boston Tea Party began. And there has not been a bell in that clock tower since 1876. They got the bell from the First Baptist Church of Westboro, which closed in 2007. And it's going to be connected to the original 1766 tower clock. So in addition to this, there'll be performances by lots of groups, including Boston Children's Chorus, the Landmarks Orchestra Brass Ensemble, the Back Bay Bell Ringers. And it's amazing to me that at 2 o'clock, people can witness the raising of an 879-pound bell.
Wow, by Paul Revere, no less.
That's right.
And you mentioned the Back Bay Bell Ringers are going to be there. We actually have a little music from them.
Cool.
So that's the Back Bay Bell Ringers playing much smaller bells. They'll be at a bell-raising ceremony at the Old South Meeting House where they'll be raising a bell by Paul Revere. And that's, of course, at Washington Street this Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock in Boston. And it just sounds like such a great Boston event. So, June, what's your next pick?
Well, this one is a hoot. This is called Home Movie Day, and it happens in Harvard Square at the Carpenter Center. So we all have in our closets those old tacky movies. I remember one of my grandmother pulling a chicken out of the oven, and all you see is her backside and a chicken. So if you had movies like that or any other kinds of home movies, you are welcome to bring these amateur films to Cambridge. If you want to just watch other people's silliness, you're welcome to do that. And you can bring them in any format. You can bring Super 8, 8mm, 16mm, or even a VHS or a DVD.
And this is at the Harvard Film Archive.
It is.
You know what I think is so great about or interesting about this event is that we're living in a day where everyone seems to shoot home movies on their phones and just put them up on YouTube.
Exactly.
So we're so used to sharing them, but this is celebrating an era where home movies were actually really something special and rare.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, I came across an interesting quote by Martin Scorsese, who said, "Saving our film heritage should not be limited only to commercially produced films. Home movies do not just capture the important private moments of our families' lives, but they're historical and cultural documents as well." So if they're good enough for Martin Scorsese, they're good enough for us.
Terrific. So that's Home Movie Day at the Harvard Film Archive this Saturday. Now, June, I'll admit that my own home movies are kind of dull right now. They're mostly of my little girls, so I'm not going to be bringing any. But I do actually have one weekend pick that I'd like to throw in, if that's okay.
Great.
It's the Kings of Salsa, and they will be doing some dancing, a little bit of music at the Cutler Majestic Theater. Before I explain more, let's get in the mood with a little bit of music from a band called Cuba Ashire. I see you moving. It's kind of hard to sit still, isn't it? That's Cuba Ashire performing a song called Salsero Soy. And what they'll be doing at Kings of Salsa is they'll feature some of Cuba's top young dancers performing choreography by Roclan Gonzalez Chavez to the beat of Cuba Ashire. It's a 10-piece band. And so they'll be dancing mambo and rumba and the cha-cha-cha. This is their Boston debut. They're coming in direct from Havana, and that is starting tonight and running through Saturday at the Cutler Majestic Theater. So if you want to get your groove on, June, maybe that's where we'll see you this weekend. But before we go, you have one more pick for us? What is it?
I do, and this is one of my favorites. The movie, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, is a cult classic. Everybody knows. Everyone's thrown the toast at the screen. Well, this is terrific, too. This is a musical put on by the Gold Dust Orphans, one of my favorite fringe theater troupes in Boston, run by Ryan Landry. If people don't know, you know, a young, innocent couple is stranded on a dark and stormy night by the side of the road, and they look for help at a mad scientist's castle. Ryan Landry appears as Dr. Frankenfurter in his shiny red cape, and the rest is just a lot of fun. And it's going to be opening tomorrow night at Oberon in Harvard Square. And the run will last until December 2nd. And all the famous songs, The Time Warp, Damn It Janet, Sweet Transvestite, just to give you a clue of what you're in for, will all be performed by this fabulous troupe.
It sounds terrific. So that's the Rocky Horror Show opening at Oberon in Harvard Square tomorrow night. And we can't talk about Rocky Horror without playing The Time Warp, so why don't we go out on that?
It's just a jump to the left.
June Wolfe, arts reporter at the Boston Globe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And as always, there's more information about all our picks at our website, radioboston.org.